Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to everybody who was a part of this one. Thanks to our Twitch mob. You guys were having some fun. Thanks to the texters as well. We've had some really funny texts today, so thank you for making us laugh. Thanks to our guests, Brian Baldinger, Ian Happ, and of course the great Russ Dorsey, who hung out with us for not one but 2 hours just because he's our friend. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, also our video producers, Jacob Stutz and Connor O'Donnell. And to the texter who said that they liked my shirt, Flag and Anthem, they come for you at 670 The Score. So yeah, they sent me a few shirts and a couple of like pairs of pants. It's a
quality
stuff.
Shirt.
Yeah, my shirt yesterday was Flag and Anthem. I liked it. So thanks for making me dress up today because I don't do it as much in my life anymore. And now here are Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. And Spiegel's already on the ones and twos over there. He's getting some info ready on the keyboard.
I was just making sure that's not the company that's not the Sydney Sweeney shirt company.
That's American Eagle.
That's American Eagle.
Totally different
which
thing.
Which I wore in like the early 2000s.
I just wanted to make sure.
In my high school years, yeah. But yeah.
That was a terrible idea. Whoever yeah. was like.
Or it was a great idea.
You're talking about it.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed Lizzo's clapback to it. It's been pretty funny.
I didn't see that.
I did not see
it. She's kind of basically done like an SNL parody of it.
I can only imagine.
But see, the thing that bothers me is I think for some people, attention is simply binary. Like it's an either one or zero. So like, did we give them more advertising by doing this just now?
Just now, yeah. I feel bad.
Well, you know,
that's the problem.
Shout out to Flag and Anthem for outfitting me today and yesterday.
You're right. This is the American conundrum. When you make fun of something, it has now been turned back into look at you giving shine. And then, you know, elections happen and you wonder what the methodology even is supposed to be anymore, right?
All press is good press unless it gets you fired or put in jail.
All right,
but what about even then
fun.
Sometimes? did we all y'all? Just ponder our lives for a second there?
I think so. There was some of that was going on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed rolls by, music plays.
Let me just say, it might have been pandering last night, but when my son says to me, I'm like, all right, it's beautiful outside. Let's go outside. Let's go do something. I don't care. And he goes, all right, let's go play soccer. I'm like, okay. So I'm getting ready and putting on my shoes. We're going to go play soccer. And instead, he comes over and says, Dad, let's go have a catch instead.
Aw.
And I went, okay. I tried to play cool. But inside, I'm like, oh my God. He's just said, Dad, let's have a catch. And we went out. We just had a catch for 30 minutes on a beautiful night in a city park. It was unbelievable.
Did he then ask you for money?
that was going to be my question.
Because Ruben is smart, man.
He really is. I don't want him to turn into a little manipulator, you know? I mean, he already has a lot of that in him, but I don't want him to So I don't want to reward that. But no, I think he genuinely had a good time.
I was going to say, as a parent, isn't that just part of the game? Like, you're going to get manipulated a little bit?
Yeah, to an extent.
What did you work on? Because even at our age, we go out there and work on stuff. So what pitch did you work on?
I didn't work on a pitch. We just played regular catch, and then I threw him some grounders. And then we had two baseballs, so we did the thing. Let's see how long we can keep it going if we each throw it at the same time and catch it at the same time.
Oh, that's fun.
20. We got to 20 on the simultaneous throw and catch. So, yeah, that was enjoyable. He likes goofy games like that. You know, he's not going to be like a hardcore competitive athlete, but he likes playing at stuff. That's great.
Testing himself a little bit.
I'll take it.
I mean, that's kind of the idea. Like, it's just fun to be outside and do physical things.
I know, but I mean, I did dream of like that little competitive window of having that kid.
He's still in the window.
It's true.
You know, something might click on for him. He might be a late bloomer, get to high school and be like, you know what? I actually really like doing this.
But I'm sure a lot of parents out there can relate. You come to a point where you're like, it's all right. It's okay. Whatever it is great. We played catch on a beautiful summer night.
Yeah. As somebody who comes from a culture where the three options are doctor, lawyer, or engineer, I can tell you that no, sometimes that never comes through.
It's quite bleak.
That just ain't right.
One of my brothers is a doctor. The other one is an engineer. And my sister is a social worker. I'm the only one in my family without a graduate degree. Degenerate.
Well, an entertaining degenerate. Which pretty much describes all of us. Right?
My dad's just always like, why are the teams so bad that you cover? He's like, this has been going on way too long in your life. Yeah, the 2012 Padres, the 2013 and 14 Astros, the 15 Phillies.
But not the 2024
White Sox.
Not the 2025 Cubs, though. Not them.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him about the confounding nature of this year's Cubs team. That hasn't come up yet.
That was a rough one last night. That was a real rough one.
He did ask me about the Bulls in the play-in game. That was a good topic of discussion because he watches
which
the
year?
Lakers. Yeah, good point.
Next year.
Nah.
He's like, what are they doing?
It'll be all we have when baseball goes away after next season.
Oh, God. Say what? The Savannah Bananas barnstorming tour against whatever MLB players feel like doing it.
That's a good idea.
In 27, when there's no baseball. But I don't know if they can because the Bananas are in bed with MLB, right? They're touring MLB stadiums. They're on ESPN. Although maybe ESPN won't be in bed with MLB, so who the hell knows?
Well, I mean, the Bananas could get around it with, we'll go to your football stadiums in town.
Do you remember?
It's only a matter of time.
They play football stadiums, so yeah, that works.
Last time there was a work stoppage, some MLB players set up their own spring training at Boris Corps. Boris's Academy. So if indeed we have a full season work stoppage, there's going to be all sorts of players dreaming up ways to stay active.
Although, Matt, Scott Boris.
Yes, Layla.
Scott Boris lives in Newport Beach. So where is his academy? Is it on the beach? Because that's a clever way to get to Southern California on the beach, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where the academy is.
I'm sure he's got academy set up. I'm sure there's
one in
three.
Florida.
I would bet there's one in California, Florida, and Arizona.
I bet that is true.
In Maine. Probably not in Maine.
And on the I-80 corridor. Lots. Over there by Topgolf.
Well, over there, you can run into some problems.
Guys, I think somebody got the memo. I think all of our advice finally hit the Topgolf going people.
I don't know.
Because they haven't left a lot in their cars lately.
Summer is still young. We still got time. We'll see how this weekend goes.
I wish we had more time in the summer.
Lawrence, I just scrolled over the locations tab on the Scott Boris website.
Yep.
California, Arizona, and Texas.
Texas.
So not Florida, but damn close.
All right. Same thing. Yeah. Here's what we have going on today's show. Nico Horner is going to join us in about 20 minutes. That's always a lot of fun. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 4 o'clock, and then Emma's going to join us at 5, and apparently things have been feisty up at Hallis Hall today. So Emma is going to clue us in on what was going on up there at Hallis. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about something that we never saw before happening in last night's game. That's next after Tanny's Open here on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.